I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
I'm looking at two pictures taken about a year apart of a young girl in Florida named Carly Harpst. Now, a little more than a year ago, Carly was the smiling winner of $1 million purse in the Florida lottery. In fact, she had won $100 a couple days before and took some of that money and plopped it down on a lottery ticket and won $1 million. That was just about a year ago. And she's smiling. Last week, same woman in Port Orange, Florida, was among 20 suspects apprehended in a major drug bust. I guess she had some prior histories and things with drugs and arrests and stuff, thefts, before she won the lottery ticket. And everybody that knew her thought, God, I hope this money is what turns her around and sends her on the right path. No, she got hooked up with a very dangerous crime ring that smuggles heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine into the United States and started this whole operation. The cops started Operation Smooth Criminal, and she was caught up in this deal. And so a court date on this past Friday had her in there, and the two pictures of winning $1 million in the lottery and busted for a major heroin smuggling operation a year apart.
She reminds you of that guy in West Virginia who won millions and millions in the lottery over a decade ago and lost it all to drugs and strippers and, you know. Okay, senior high school class prank that got so out of hand, not only the students, but administrators from the school were suspended. In Sunbury, Pennsylvania, a high school principal, a vice principal, and senior advisor all got suspended from the high school when the prank went really wrong. Now, apparently, a version of this prank has been tradition at this high school. It's been going on for years. This year, the version of it involved unleashing a dozen chickens inside the school. And this was a terrible mess. I guess the senior prank has been going on for 40 years. This might be the first time they've tried chickens. But there is some kind of communication between the students and administrators regarding what the prank is going to be. And apparently, the administrators had some inkling as to what was going on. But here's what ended up happening. Desks were flipped over. The hallways toilet papered, and a dozen chickens left in classrooms overnight. 16 seniors at the high school were responsible for this. And apparently, you know, it was bad. The toilet paper stuff, okay, they could deal with that. Vaseline on the handles of the doors, yeah, they could deal with that. But the chickens crapping all over the place and doing what they do in those rooms, destroying the carpeting.
Thank God they didn't bring any goats in there.
Yeah,
they would have been in jail forever.
So today there will be a meeting to discuss when and if the principal, vice principal, and senior advisor will be allowed to come back. The 16 students responsible for that mess are coming in 2 hours early every day until graduation to do some extra cleaning around the school.
And over the weekend, three people were taken to in Massachusetts to the Martha's Vineyard Hospital Friday night. Police and emergency medical crews were called out to the news restaurant 8 o'clock Friday night. Two women and a man in their 30s and 40s had overdosed on edibles. They were visiting. All three were visiting for the weekend from Pennsylvania. And one of the women came to the first responders and said, this is the first time any of them had tried any edibles. And the cop says, yeah, we knew this was coming, referring to the legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts. When the cop showed up at the restaurant, the women were on the floor and the man was leaning up against the wall. None of them knew what the hell was going on, stand. I mean, the two girls are laying on the floor. The cop says, the candy bars have 6 to 8 servings in them. No one ever takes a bite of a candy bar and then puts it away.
I can't believe it's news.
I'm hearing the Woodstock stage announcements all of a sudden. Hey, man, we're hearing about there's some flat blue ass.
To get back to the
The warning that I've received, yeah. You may take it with however many grains of salt you wish.
That's right.
That the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
No, it's not. And the blue acid is flat, too, man.